I have hit my partner. Okay. I will not defend what I did. But the circumstances were that she's 11 years my senior, and she's got a degree in criminal psychology, and she knows exactly the buttons to push on me. And I had...
All female victims of domestic violence seem to know those buttons, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen her make a policeman cry, yeah. Put it that way. Yeah, just by whispering in his ear.
No.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that she is very good at what she does. And I had endured months of torture, let us say, because it was torture from her. And I finally lashed out and I hit her. I regretted it the moment I did it. And I'm still with her now, but she has forgiven me.
Okay.
But I can understand what Poppy's saying.
Let me tell you the distinction she drew, because you know that was what confused me. But oddly, I think I understand it better now, Darren, after listening to you. She said not all violence is abusive. And by that, I think she meant a pattern of abuse and violence for violence's sake, whereas you're describing a single incident of lashing out, which I think is what she meant when she said some violence isn't abusive. It's different. It's almost a category error.
But in general, the public categorise any striking of a woman as domestic violence.
But that's not a bad thing.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it isn't. But I mean, like, there is grey areas. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this whole conversation is dedicated to those grey areas. So I certainly can't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of trying to say is the fact that it is like people don't. They only see. I mean, obviously they see the violence and they sort of say like that's shocking. It's terrible, and that is correct. But they don't see the underlying side of it, which is there is more to the subject than is portrayed in that one piece of violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a whole catalogue. I mean, I endured months of torture, and I will say it was torture before I got to that point where I could take no more, and I was given no out. I was not allowed to remove myself from the situation. Yeah. And it was just, I was cornered.
Would you tell your mum that you'd hit your wife?
I have told her.
What did she say?
She was shocked and she was horrified and we sat down together and I told her and I poured out my heart to her. Yeah, to say exactly what had gone on, and my mother stood by my partner. I mean, we still have a relationship. We still get on just as well as we did. Yeah, even more so to a certain extent because my mother is very forgiving, let us say.
Yeah, I understand.
And
has the relationship improved, not with your mum, with your partner? Has the what you describe as torture, has that stopped?
To the extent that it was, yes. It still goes on.
So she still gets under your skin? She still winds
she
you up?
She still gets under my skin. I just react differently.
How?
I will forcibly remove myself from the situation
if
need be.
That's what I was going to say. Let me read you a text, and you react to it. Is that all right?
Yes.
I don't think anyone heard what Poppy said. Some women like, thrive, enjoy that kind of relationship. Of course it's madness to most people, but I've witnessed my mother for 30 years go from one abusive relationship to another. She was well-educated and intelligent and even ended up living with a rapist. I tried reasoning with her, but she stopped talking to me. She died before we spoke again. I did phone in, but couldn't bring myself to speak to you on air. What do you hear there, Darren?
I hear sorrow, really. I mean, I see a person who's not... I can understand it to a certain extent in so much as that is a situation which she knows and she understands, and she can actually live with, because it's familiar. You actually live with somebody who's actually in that situation, who is controlling, and it's a familiar situation to you. You know where you stand.
Yes.
And you know when it's coming.
I don't know whether I'll get into trouble for saying this. I was getting ready to give you a bit of a verbal battering when I saw on the screen what you were ringing in to tell me. And And I would be wrong. I feel now, having listened to you, that I would be wrong to do so, which means you've grabbed me by the nose and led me into the grey area when I thought this was black and white.
No, I mean, in every situation when human personalities are involved and human interactions, there are always going to be grey areas.
Well, but it's only grey insofar as, from our brief encounter here, I'm sure that you... I am genuinely sure that, A, it wasn't a... it wasn't the tip of an iceberg or the thin end of a wedge, that it, and also that you are, in your own mind, you don't seem worried that this would ever happen again. You seem supremely confident that it wouldn't.
I know it won't.
Yeah, that's why I think I can... But then every person who's ever hit their partner will say it'll never happen again, and yet somehow I believe you. I think it's
well, I've been in a similar situation again since that time that it occurred.
Yes.
And I know that I was able to... I learned from what I did because I was so supremely shocked by what I did do.
And that, I think, makes you...
Because I was brought up, you don't hit women.
Ever.
You don't. And that's it. And
But you are not prepared to take 100% of responsibility for the time when you did?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Because I was goaded into it, let us say. And I know that's very harsh, and I know that people are going to react to that. But I do accept responsibility for what I've done, and I have done openly and outwardly. And it never could be right.
I hear you.
It was a case of I was cornered, and I would have got left with no outward way of removing myself, and I was physically cornered and verbally bashed,
but not hit.
No, but literally I was cornered physically.
So you physically couldn't get out of that situation?
No.
Without being physical?
No.
I was
in tears the moment I did it, because I knew how dreadfully wrong it was. But
how can you be so sure it won't happen again? Where do you derive that confidence from?
Because I've learned by what I've done.
Learned.
And I will not do it again.
And she believes you?
She believes me, yeah. And we've been in a situation where she got me in the same situation again, and I literally just curled up into a ball and just sat there until she dissipated a torrent.
At which point I should ask why you're still with her.
Because I love her. And she loves me. She does love me. I mean, it's just...
Well, how often do you reach these points?
It's only twice.
Ever?
Yeah. And then we've been together 20 years, 21 years now.
Fair enough, actually.